So I was thinking about making a dating website, or that tells like stories of dates. But fuck, I would have like too much shit going on. I already have enough blogs and stuff. That would just be one more thing. But maybe I could just do audio, and it could go like directly to the site, so I wouldn't have to update manually. Anyways, I'm gonna tell you about something, or like a date that was gonna be planned for today or possibly last night. I met this dude online, and I wanted to see my pictures, so he said, "Here's my Facebook account password," and he gave it to me, and I was like, wow, like, who the hell gives anyone their Facebook account details before they've even met? I was like, yeah, I promise not to do anything. But once I looked through his pictures, like, I pretty much realized I wasn't interested, because like they were all like him drunk, doing something stupid, wearing something stupid, and I'm like over it. Yeah, I thought it was funny and he's cute, but it just didn't, I don't know. But anyways, he wanted me to come over his house with his roommate at night. I don't remember what time it was, but I said no. And then today, we decided to go to lunch. So he picks me up wearing those Crocs. I don't know if he had socks on or not. And then like these baggy, like sort of like trousers. And then this like aqua blue shirt. Like the ensemble just, I don't know what it was. But now that he told me that he was going to go pick up weed, like, it all makes sense. It totally makes sense. It was just, like, a sloppy mess. So before we get to the place we're going to go eat, he tells me, he's like, well, I just want to let you know that I already have a date at 6 o'clock. So, we only have like a couple hours to eat lunch or whatever, or if things go well, I might cancel. Something great, yeah, whatever. So, he takes a picture of me and sends it to his friend that hooked him up with that other girl he's gonna be hanging out with after me. And his friend's like, oh wow, she's really, really cute. Cancel the other girl. And I'm thinking, if the guy says cancel the other girl he's setting him up with, he probably should. But seeing as I wasn't really feeling him, I was kind of there just more as friends, if anything. He seemed like a mess. And I even asked him, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Like, that's probably not a good sign on the first date for anyone to ask anyone, like, what are you doing with your life? And his grandparents are worried about him, and he says he's gonna try to be an actor and get his like production company going and whatever. But I've heard that shit like a million times, and he's still in his partying phase, I can tell. Like, just wants to smoke weed, drink, hang out with cute girls. But I'm not into that. So he went on out on his 6 o'clock date, and he just texts me right now like, you were way more fun, and it was like talking to a walrus, and like she was 37, we had nothing in common. So I was like, yeah, thanks for being greedy. Because he was greedy, he's probably not going to get any of us. Or he might try to talk to her again. But I'm really not interested in going out with him again. I saw his apartment. Oh my god. Like, you can't even walk in. It's a studio with a big bed in the middle of the place. Like, so there's nowhere to walk. And then a couch. And it's just like a pig's pen. Like, it's really disgusting. Like, two frat boys that, I don't know. It's like really gross. I don't know how any girl could go in there. She'd have to be really stupid and trashy. I don't know. Or, I don't know, just have like low standards. I guess I kind of like it when a guy's place isn't like filthy. Is that too much to ask? That he puts his clothes away and he doesn't have like a bunch of crap everywhere. I don't know. Anyways, that was Zatterdale for today. The scary part is he doesn't live that far away from me. At first I thought it was going to be cool, but then now I'm thinking it may not be so cool. Because he works at a hotel, and I was like, okay, wait, you work at a hotel. Wait, how old are you? Wait, that's all you're going to do? Yeah, it just, not that that matters, but it kind of does in a way, because if you get in a serious relationship, like, if he still is, like, partying and doesn't have his shit together, it's, I don't know, it's a bad sign. All right.